honest. Joshua has a grave concern that when he's gone, people, his family, are going to forget what God has done and who he is. And if they do, the results will be disastrous. You know, today we're celebrating kids moving up to their next classes. We're celebrating the teachers that are continuing to pour into them and point them to Scripture and point them to the truth of God. But we're really celebrating that our kids are going to continue to learn the truths about God. That's what we're really celebrating, that we will not lose one to the world. We purpose to encourage them in their young faith. We're intentionally engaging our kids, not just on Sunday mornings. Our kids see everything. They learn everything from us. Everything. We want the next generation to know, to remember that every promise of the Lord is true. And I, as a young Christian, learn so much from the people around me, not just the pastors, not just the elders, not just the older people, the people around me, my spiritual brothers and sisters. They instilled a lot in me too. Let's point to God and honor him in every single way. We're going to get to that a little bit more later, and I'm going to talk about some things. But let's pray. Father God, thank you that you are who you say you are. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the fact that you can't fail, you won't fail. Failure is not an option. Lord, give us a fresh perspective today. Help us to remove all the distractions that may keep us from hearing what you want to speak to us today. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, today as we close our series in Joshua, you know, we're looking in chapters 23 and 24. I want us all to realize that this series was both challenging, encouraging, equipping, and it causes us to be pushed forward, not just into our next series, but I believe into our next step as a church. Because it's going to require courageous faith. You know, for us to finish up the One Vision campaign, for us as the White Oak campus to believe for a building. You know, last week there were 386 people at the White Oak campus. You didn't see them all because we have two worship experiences and there's kids all over this building. But I'm believing for the day that we all get to be in one worship experience, in one building. At one time, fill that up and then fill it up again. There is a building here in White Oak for us. God has it. It's ordained already. We just need to find it. And then we need to renovate it or build it. And all the people that are gifted in that way said, amen. Amen. And all the people that are gifted to resource it said, amen. I didn't hear as many, but it's okay. It's coming. Listen, Joshua's last words to us. Here we go. You are set up for success. His promises remain, and God is faithful both ways. That's what he wants us to be reminded of. That's what he wants us to remember. That's what he wants to instill in his people, in his family, in his friends. You're set up for success as parents, as family, as deeply rooted friendships. We want everybody to know that you're set up for success, right? That's what Joshua wants people to know in their relationship with God. Listen, you will be successful if you follow him. His promises are true. They remain true. They're not going to stop being true. And God is faithful both ways. We'll get to that. But here, let's talk about your setup for success first. Joshua 23, 1 through 3. Now, it came after many days. Everybody say many days. When the Lord had given rest to Israel from all their enemies on every side. And Joshua was old, advanced in years, that Joshua called all of Israel for their elders and their heads and their judges and their officers and said to them, I am old. I love how he had to like, let everybody know. Hey, listen up, everybody. I'm old. I'm advanced in years. And you have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you. For the Lord your God is who has been fighting for you. It's clear. He just wants you to know and them to know that God doesn't stop, can't stop, and won't stop fighting for you. Sometimes as we get older, we forget things. Perfect example, I forgot my phone this morning. I have never forgotten my phone anywhere. I don't like that I did that. I feel really weird right now, but I'm getting older. As a matter of fact, I was diagnosed with that this past week at the doctor's. My doctor's 39 years old, great guy. Dr. Kareem Idris has become a great, great friend. I love him. He's moving to Colorado soon. And I was like, listen, I want to come ride bikes in Colorado. He's like, yeah, I ski. I was like, yeah, I don't do that anymore. They don't make boots my size. But anyways, I was like, look, I got a new party trick. I could dislocate my collarbone on command. He's like, yeah, that's cool. I was like, I could dislocate this shoulder whenever I want, both of them at the same time. He's like, oh, man. It's like everything cracks now. And he looked at me with so much concern and care and compassion. He's like, Nick, I have a diagnosis for you. He said, you're getting old. I leaned forward like he was going to tell me something serious and like give me something to do. And he said, I have the same diagnosis, but it's called rugby. He popped both of his shoulders out. But Joshua recognized he's getting old, but he recognized that he wanted to give them a different diagnosis. Recognize who's fighting for you. If you know the position by which you're fighting from, victory will always be yours. And if you know who's fighting with you and for you and beside you and in front of you and behind you, victory will be yours. Connection groups are coming up. September 10th, they're launching. Who are you fighting with? And I don't mean, are you fighting with your spouse? Are you fighting with your family? Are you fighting with your friends? I mean, who are you in battle with? Bridge City students, starting soon. I am not envious of the students that are going into high school. Do you know what they have to deal with? Let alone social media. But the things that they're told on a daily basis from their classmates, the lies, the traps that are trying to ensnare them. I thank the, if you're a Bridge City Students leader, if you could just stand. Stay standing. The weight that these individuals, because of the calling that God's put on their lives, amazing. Amazing. You need to meet them. You need to pray for them. You need to encourage them because they are pouring into your kids' lives like you have no idea. They are speaking God's truth. They are letting them know, do you know who's fighting for you? Thank you, guys, for who you are and what you do. You're the Joshuas in their lives. Soon you'll be pap-paps and grandmas and meemaws. And it's coming. How are they set up for success? They've seen it. You guys can have a seat. Let's go. Joshua 23, 9 through 10. For the Lord has driven out great and strong nations from before you. And as for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One of your men puts to fight 1,000 for the Lord your God who is fighting for you just as he promised. They've seen God part the Jordan River. They've seen the walls of Jericho fall. They saw the sun stand still. They saw seven nations greater and stronger than they defeated. They saw themselves become rich and inherit houses and cities that they did not build. They saw God move. Verse 13, I gave you a land on which you had not labored and cities that you did not build. and you have lived in them, and you're eating of vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. I have a question for you all. And this is a question that I can't answer for you. This is a question that you need to answer for yourselves. Write it down. You know, as a matter of fact, I want to take a pause right here. Because writing things down is, as a matter of fact, it's a lost art. Taking notes physically with a pen and a journal or a notepad is a lost art. And I think it's something that needs to come back. Here's why. Imagine your children one day finding your journals. When you're old and you have become advanced in years, being encouraged by them. I shared this during the first worship experience, and somebody came up to me and said, after my mother passed, I found her journals. And I read the story that she wrote down on the day that she was baptized. It was a story she had never heard and never knew. Her mother never shared it with her. And it brought healing and encouragement to her. And God knew that she needed that. Imagine you just writing down one day in your devotional what God was speaking to you or what you were believing for. You know, I need to get back to journaling too. I need to get back to writing things down. I'm a lefty, I'm a southpaw, so I really get nervous because I smear it across the page. But I have a journal that I remember writing down. It's a brown leather journal with a cross on the front. It smells great. And I remember writing in it, today's the day I'm going to change. Rachel was at work. We weren't married yet, but I ran. I went for a run. I don't run, but I wanted to change because I realized that God, my body was a temple for the Holy Spirit to live in, and he deserves to live in a great place. And I wanted to change. I wanted to become healthier. I was an athlete growing up, and I stopped that when football stopped and things changed. And I remember I went for a run, and I felt great. I was losing weight. I was eating great, and I went for a run, and now I believe, you know, only the wicked run. The Bible says that. I realize there's a flip side to that. You know, the righteous finish the race. I get it. I'm cool with it. I'm going to run soon. But I have that in a journal. Today's the day I'm going to change. I hope Lennon finds out one day. I hope he sees it. And then I hope he sees pictures of me. This is to glorify God. This is to honor him. But that was probably 15 years ago, and I've lost over 200 pounds since then. Okay, that's to honor and glorify God. But what are you doing? What courage and strength could be added to your life if you'd remember what God has done in your life? What courage or strength could be added to your life if you would just remember what God has done in your life? One of the biggest traps of the enemy is to get you to forget. If he can get you to forget, he can keep you stuck. Just obey God and keep moving forward. Verses 6 through 8, be very firm then to keep and do all that is written in the book and the law of Moses, so that you may not turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you will not associate with these nations. These which remain among you are mentioned to the name of their gods, or make anyone swear by them, or serve them, or bow down to them. But you are to cling to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. Be firm, be strong. Don't speak or fight with those that are trying to keep you stuck or ensnared. Don't turn to the right or to the left. Go straight. Stay straight. Sometimes you're going to need people pushing you. Sometimes you're going to need people pulling you. Sometimes you're going to need people pulling you back onto the straight and narrow path. And that's okay. God knows that. That's why it's powerful to have a group of people and have people to follow. Joshua wanted the next generation to notice that and know that, that you need to obey and you need to follow. And it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to just want to know. Obeying's hard. I can't be the only one that thinks that. I should see more of it. Yeah. Lennon, my son. I have to be reminded all the time. Sometimes Rachel and I need to just look at each other like we prayed for this. We prayed for a strong-willed child. We prayed for a strong-willed child. Because he obeys, and sometimes he disobeys, in the most adorable ways. He'll tell you that he's going to do it. He'll look at you and say, I just want to know what's going to happen if I don't. He'll negotiate his disobedience. And I just get such a picture of how we probably look to God. Hey, God, what's going to happen if I don't? And he tells us in his book. He tells us. But we say, hey, but what if I don't? You know, and if we obey, we get so many more blessings. We get to do so much more. And Lennon's starting to learn that. And I'm getting such a more beautiful picture of God and who God is as the Father. Yesterday, I'm cutting the grass, and Lennon used to be, he used to not want anything to do with it. But now he wants more. So I'm cutting the grass, and he starts following me with his lawnmower. And then I'm done with the lawnmower, and I start weed whacking. He's like, Daddy, do you have a weed whacker for me? I'm like, yeah, but I sure do. And I go grab an old electric weed whacker I had. He's like, is this going to start? And I'm like, nope. He's like, how do you know? I said, there's no battery in it. He said, all right, run it. Let's go. And he starts running behind me, making his noises. But he trusted me. And then we're done weed whacking, and I start with the leaf blower. He said, Daddy, do you have a leaf blower for me? I said, yep, I sure do. How do you know it's not going to start? Because he didn't want the noise. I said, it needs an extension cord. He said, all right, run it. Let's go. He follows me, and then he starts... starts blowing. And then we're all done. We grab a rake. He got a rake. He knows how those work. But why am I telling you this? Because as we follow the Father, we get more and more. As we walk in obedience, we get more and more. And then we trust more and more. And that's what Joshua is telling us. Just obey, and we'll see the promises are there. But he's telling us here that sometimes there's promises that remain on the table because we don't obey. Joshua 23:4-5. I have allotted to you all of your homeland, all of the land of the nations, yet some is unconquered, as well as the land of those we have already conquered from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. This land will be yours, for the Lord your God will himself drive out all the people living there now. You will take possession of the land just as the Lord your God promised you. Joshua is reminding them that though the big obvious threats were gone, there were still just as destructive, not obvious threats that could stop them from all the blessings that God wanted them to have. You know, church, there are people here in this room, obviously, that we have salvation, we have forgiveness of our sin, we have our eternal life secured for us. And that's the real victory, obviously. But however, there's a lot of our life that there's still battles remaining. There's still land to be taken. There's still things that we all deal with. There's still small sin. There's still big sin. There's still foxes that try to spoil the vine. there's still land that's to be yours. There's still more peace of mind to be had. There's still more joy to walk in. There's still more purpose. There's still more spiritual power. There's still more people to reach. There's still more wisdom to walk in. There's still more generous giving. There's still better marriages to be had. There's still more prosperity of God to walk in. There's a slide that's going to pop up behind me so you can take a picture of it, because I don't see a lot of you writing down what I just said. The big one, there are better marriages to be had. There are better relationships to be had. There is more confidence and boldness for you all to walk in. We should all walk with a swagger and confidence that we are King's kids. Do you know what that means? You are a child of the King. Shoulders up, head up, knowing who you are. Not pride, confidence. Power under control. A newfound success is something to celebrate, something to enjoy. It doesn't matter where you are in your journey with Jesus. Don't stop. Keep moving. There's more promises to be had. God's faithful both ways. The last thing that Joshua spoke to us. Joshua 23, 11 through 13. So, take delight and heed to yourselves to love the Lord your God. For if you ever go back and cling to the rest of these nations, these things which remain among you, and intermarry with them, so that you associate with them, and they with you, know with certainty that the Lord your God will not continue to drive these nations out from before you, and they will be a snare and a trap to you, and a whip to your sides and thorns to your eyes. Rach, did you ever catch that before, the thorns to your eyes part? Yeah. Rachel usually passes out when she hears things about eyes, so if we could have somebody like an usher get ready to catch her, that'd be great. Until you perish from off this good land, which is the Lord your God who has given it to you. I don't know about you, but I know what side I want to be on. I don't want the thorn to my eye. I don't want the whip to my side. I don't want to be ensnared by anything. You ever see a bear get caught in a bear trap? The trap doesn't kill him. The time does. Usually it's starvation or the hunter that eventually gets there and takes him out in a way that's so safe so that he can keep his pelt. It's a long death. I don't want that. God's telling them, if you go the way of these nations you're supposed to be conquering, but you go the opposite way, you'll start to believe their beliefs. You'll start to live their lifestyles. Know this, I will not drive them out. I will not give you victory. I will not do what I said I would do. I'll do the opposite. I don't know about you, but this sounds pretty relevant to today. Don't live like the world around you out there. Stand firm. Stand strong. Be who God's created you to be. The temptation to allow all these small compromises in. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's okay. I'll leave a little bit in. No one will notice. It's all right. Everyone's watching. Everyone notices. It's not just about what you say. It's more about what you do. It's not just about what people hear. It's more about what people see. Joshua's last words to us, and as the worship team starts to make their way up, if you remember nothing else from this series, I want you to remember the next few moments we have together. You're set up for success. His promises remain. And God is faithful both ways. Joshua's last recorded act, he gives us one last reminder and challenge. Joshua 24, 12 through 15, "Then I sent the hornet before you, and it drove out the two kings of the Amorites from before you, but not by your sword or your bow. I gave you a land on which you had not labored, and cities that you had not built, and you have lived in them, and you're eating the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which are beyond the river, or gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Such a powerful statement. It's not just a plaque that's meant to be above your door or your kitchen or above your couch from Home Goods or Marshalls or Pier One that used to be, or whatever other basic mom home shopping store there is. Now it's Amazon. It's not just a plaque, guys. It is the Word of God. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, Pastor Gary put the PowerPoint together this week, and there's a slide about some stones. Lex, you could put it up. I didn't want to come and put it up out of context. In the back of his house, he has a stone that it's painted on. "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And he's like, "Everybody, you have a picture of something you could put up?" And I was like, "No, but I was thinking about getting Cheddar to come over and graffiti my shed, get real McKee Sport on him." I'm still thinking about it. Rachel's shaking her head, "No, but listen, as for me and my house, what I say," no, I'm just kidding. She's smiling ear to ear, by the way. She's happy. But are you going to renew your covenant with God today? It's not just about a statement, it's about a promise. And the people responded to Joshua. They responded to him in Joshua 24, 24. And they said, the people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God, and we will obey his voice." Where's your relationship lie with him after 12 weeks of courageous faith? Where are you with him? Is your relationship, your covenant relationship with him, is it secure? Is it, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? Are the people around you becoming closer to Him? Are they seeing the ways of God? Are they seeing that He's important? I want to challenge you in every single way. Is Sunday important to your family? Are your kids seeing it? Are they seeing that it's important to be at church early and on time, even? Or is it okay to roll in at 11:15? I'm being serious as a pastor. If somebody invites you over to dinner, they say, we're eating at 11. Do you come at 11:30? God's time is important. Do you have a day where you've accepted the covenant relationship? Where you've received Him as Lord and Savior of your life? Where you've confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that He is Lord? And you've been saved. Saved from what? I'm just going to be real open and honest. Eternal damnation. Heaven and hell are real. And He doesn't send anyone there. We send ourselves. But we have a choice. Do we want to spend eternity with Him? Do we want to help others experience heaven on earth here? Walk in the joy and the presence of the Lord all the days of our lives. If you don't have a day, a time, a place where you've experienced Him and accepted Him, today can be your day. We have people that are ready to pray with you and encourage you and equip you. You just need to slip your hand up and say, that's me, Pastor. I've never had that day. I've never accepted Him as my Lord and Savior. I've never accepted that forgiveness. Anyone at all today? Maybe you've received that covenant relationship, but you tried to return it and you want to get it back today. Anyone at all? Let's pray. Father God, I thank You so much that You've set us up for success. Lord, I thank You that Your promises remain, and there are so many promises that we have yet to see, but we're continuing to walk towards. Lord, I thank You that You are faithful, that as we obey You, we get to remain in Your promises all the days of our lives. And Lord, I thank You that we are gathered today in Your house. And as for us, we will serve You. We will honor You. We will bring honor and glory to Your name. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Listen, we're going to...